everybody in? Ladies and gentlemen, I thank you very much for your kindly inviting me in this important meeting of very respected gentlemen of the city. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, jat jat asakti sreshtha tat tat eva pitare jana sa jat pramanam kunte lokat tat anuvartate. Jat jat asakti sreshtha. There are leading men in every society, in government, post, in educational institution, in business, and so many other things. In every field of activity, there are leading men. That is natural. And in the Vedas, we understand the supreme leading person is God. Nitya Nityana Chetana Chetanana Eka Bhuna Buddhadhyatama. Leaders must be accepted. Just like father is necessary. Similarly, leader is also necessary. Guru is also necessary. So, according to Vedic Bhasha, it understands that the supreme leader is Bhagavan, the supreme personality of God. God, a person. The conception of absolute truth as given in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Brahmaiti, Paramatmaiti, Bhagavaniti, Shabda. The absolute truth is realized from three angles of vision as the impersonal Brahma, the localized Paramatma, and the supreme personality of God. This Bhagavan, this word, is used at the end in the matter of describing the nature of absolute truth. So, those who are trying to understand the absolute truth by philosophical speculation, they can reach after the impersonal Brahma effulgence of the absolute truth. Similarly, those who are trying to find out the absolute truth within the heart, dhyana vastita tadgatena manasa pashyanti jan yogi, they are generally called yogis. And the philosophical speculators, they are called jnani. Jnani, yogi. So the jnani, they reach up to the impersonal Brahma impersonal. And the yogis, they reach up to the localized aspect of the supreme person. Ishara sarva bhutanam nirdesha vachana sikshati. Ishara, a supreme person, is within your heart. Everyone's heart. Sarva-bhutana, not only human beings, but also animals, trees, insects, aquatics. There are 8,400,000 forms of life. So, in each and every living entity within the heart, there is the presentation of God, who is known as Paramatma. So, Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavan ki Shabda. At last, Bhagavan.
bhaga. Bhaga means opulence. And vaan means possess. So, the possessor of the opulence in food is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, which describes in Vedic literature as Krishna, all at that. Krishna tu Bhagavan Sayam. In the least, of divine incarnation of God. Even Lord Buddha has been there. So, the conclusive portion, it is said, Ete Jansakala Pumsa Krishnattu Bhagavan Sam. All the descriptions of incarnation, they are plenary portions or portion of the portion of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But the name we find here as Krishna, he is the Supreme. Krishna to Bhagavan Sa. Sa, he is the original personality of God. Similarly, we get information from other Vedic literature, just like Brahma Sangita. It is written by Lord Brahma. And when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was present on this planet, he collected the copy of this book from South India, Adi Kesha Mandir, and presented it to his devotee, that is his authorized book. There are 100 chapters of this book. Unfortunately, they are missing. This is only the 5th chapter. But it contains the essence of theology. So in that book, Brahma Sangita, the beginning is Isara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha Anadi Radhi Govinda Sarva Karana Pada. The Supreme Person or Ishvara. The word Ishvara means controller. So, everyone is controller. All of you are present here. To some extent, every one of us is a controller to a limited extent. But here it is mentioned Ishvara Parama. Parama means ideal. We are controllers, every one of us. But we are controlled also. Very often. Nobody can say, all the gentlemen and ladies present here, nobody can say that I am controller as such. That is not possible. Everyone is relative one. But if you try to find out who is the absolute controller, then he is Krishna. That has been analyzed by great scholars in the Vedic Shastra, by the Bhushan. And this is the statement of Lord Brahma. He is supposed to be the first teacher within this universe. So, he said, Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha. Ishvara, the supreme, ultimate controller is Krishna. And he is Vigraha. Vigraha means first, the body. That's why we have got body. Similarly, the absolute supreme person has also body. But his body is different from ours. Satchitananda Vigraha. His body is eternal. Our body, this material body, is not eternal.
Sakshi. His body is full of knowledge.
Avasi's body is full of his knowledge. And Ananda is full of joyfulness. In the Vedanta Sutra, he said, Ananda Maya Vyasa, the Supreme Person is always joyful, Abhyasa, naturally. So, this body is not Ananda Maya. It is rather always miserable. Therefore, we must distinguish the body of the Supreme Person from our body. When sometimes in the Vedic literature it is explained as God has no form, that does not mean He has no form. He has a form which is different from this form. Nirasam means not this asam. We can distinguish, because in the Shastra it is said that Sakshi Ananda Vigraha, eternal, blissful and fully cognizant. He knows everything. Just like in the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, Vidaham Samitidani. Krishna says, I know everything, past, present and future. That knowledge. In Srimad Bhagavatam it is also stated, Janmadasya Jagra Annaya Itaratasya Arthesu Abhijya Abhijya. He knows everything. In Bhagavad Gita it is said also, Khetra Gantyapi Mana Vidhi Sarva Khetre Sudharata. Khetra Gram. Khetra Gram means the proprietor of the body, the owner of the body. Just like you are spirit soul, owner of your body. I am also spirit soul and owner of the body. I know to some extent the pains and pleasures of my body. You know to some extent. I say to some extent because we are not, although I am the proprietor of this body. You see, I do not know how the body is acting, functioning, why there is pain, how there is pleasure, so many things we do not know. Partially we know, although I am the proprietor. If there is some defect in the body concerned, I cannot reject it. I go to another person, to physician. So, although I am proprietor of this body, I do not know exactly what is functioning, how it is becoming in happy condition or moral condition. So, supposing that I know everything, but you see, I do not know what is happening in your body. That is not possible. Therefore, it is concluded that we are individual. You are individual. I have got my individual pains and pleasures. You have got your individual pains and pleasures. So you are individual person, I am individual person. And the Supreme Personality of Godhead, He is also individual person. Nitya, Nitya, Anam. This is basic information. We are Pura Brahma, Nityanam, Chetanam, Chetananam. He is the supreme living force among all other living forces. So therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita also it is said that when Krishna is arising or dawn, in the battlefield, he said, my dear Lord, all these persons, you and me, and all these persons, it is not that we did not exist in the past. Neither is it so that we shall not exist in the future. This is it. So, these three things are pointed out. You, me, and all the soldiers and kings. So all of them are individuals. All of them are individual persons. And Krishna, the supreme person, he is also individual person. But what is the difference between Krishna and us? The Krishna, as it is stated in the Veda, he got that one similar number person, Vidudhati Taman, he got Bahunam Vidudhati Taman, he is supplying the necessities of life to all the similar number beings. So, therefore, he is the supreme person. Ishvara Parama Krishna, Satchidananda Vidya, Anadi Dari Govinda, Sarva Karana Path, and he is the cause of all causes. Just like, I am born, the cause is my son, and the cause of my father, his father, my grandfather, and so on. That's it. His father, his father, his father, and then you have to give the original person Brahma. Then if you try to find out who is the cause of Brahma, then you find that he cause is the Godhood of Sai Vishnu. And what is the cause of Godhood of Sai Vishnu? Then you find Karana, Karana of Sai Vishnu. And Karana of Sai Vishnu, the cause is Sankarsana. In this way, we'll find ultimately Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, cause of all causes. And Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Aham Karvatka Prabhava Matta Sarvam Kavatati Iti Matya Bhajanti Mana Bhudha Bhava Samandita. I am the cause of all causes. The Vedanta Sutra says, who is the absolute truth? Adhāda Brahma Vijñāsa, the Vedanta Sutra means, to inquire about the absolute truth. The human form of life is meant for inquiring about the absolute truth. Jīvasya Tattva Vijñāsa, that is the duty of the human form of life. This is a very deep subject matter. So, this human form of life we have got after so many evolutions. Aquatic, then trees, then plants, then insects, then bugs, then bees. Then we come to the platform of the human being, especially civilized human beings, and especially born in India. For this reason, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that Indian people have got a special mission. He said, Bharat Bhumite Manushya Janma Hoila Cha. Anyone who is fortunate enough to get his birth in Bharat, Janma Sattva Kori Paro Paro Pata. Paropakar, Indians are meant for doing welfare activities to others. Because in India, you have got this culture, which is actually human culture. Human culture means to understand God, to understand Krishna. That is human culture. Otherwise, if you simply improve the four principles of animal life, that is not the Ahara Vidya Bhayavan Sulanta Samarna Meta Kusili Nadana. Eating, animal eat, we also eat. And if we let come, improvement in the eating matter, that is not advancement of the things. Similarly, in sleeping matter, the dog lies on the ground. We lie down a very silk bed and very nice apartment. But we are thinking this is advancement of civilization. No. This is not advancement of spirit. The advancement of civilization is that why I am put under the material law, janma mitti jarabhyadhi dukkha dosani darshanam. One must be complicated. Everyone is trying to live. Nobody wants to die. Nobody wants to take birth. He's afraid of dying and again entering into the womb of mother. But less intelligent class of man, because they cannot make any solution, they make a water, or there is no life. Person. No, that's not bad. That's not bad. There is life. In the Bhagavad Gita is fine. Dehina chenja thadehi paumāna yobhadam jarā tathā dehāntaram prāpti jīva sattunamīya tathā dehāntaram. Just like we are past different types of body in this life. I was a child, I was a boy, I was a young man, I was a something else. Now I have this old body. So as I am existing after changing so many different stages of body. Therefore the conclusion should be that after annihilation of this body, I shall exist. And it is confined to Bhagavad Gita. Nahanate hanamane sariri. Nitta sarsatayam nahanate hanamane sariri. After the annihilation of this body, actually we are not going to die. Our subtle body, the mind, intelligence and ego, that is working as it, the subtle body works during my sleeping position. Similarly, this body may be, gross body may be annihilated, but my subtle body carries me to another gross body as I deserve. Krishna of the Supreme Lord is very kind. As he deserves, he gives us opportunity. Any kind of body, any kind of enjoyment we want, he gives us the opportunity always to take this body. And you want it to enjoy like this, always enjoy. Mattas nidhijyanam apuhanamcha sarvastakaham vidisham nivishta. He is sitting at everyone's heart as a super soul has. Even if we forget, he is mine. My dear living entity, he wanted to do this, now he does. This is the process going on. But unfortunately, there is no educational system throughout the whole world about the activities of the soul, how he is working in different evolutionary process, what is his ultimate goal of life, where from his time, where is God, what is his religion, so many things we have to know. But we are blessed in ignorance on account of blind leadership. We do not know the problems of life. We are blind. And we are led by other blind leaders into still blindness. Visadam tamisham punap punachar visadar vanana Madhina Krishna Paratru Satova Mithobipad Deva Vihapritana Adanta Govhi Visatam Tamishtam Punap Punapsar Vitakarmanaya. Adanta Govhi, our senses are uncontrolled. So our senses are dragging to the darkest region of existence. We do not know that. But we are simply chewing the chew. We do not try to solve the problem of life. We are simply seeing the issue. The so-called sociology, politics, or humanitarian work, it is simply seeing the issue. That's why we are trying to open the hospital. We think it is very great task. But you can, we do not think that how to get out of the disease condition of life. Janma mrityu jara. So there are so many things, problems of our life we are neglecting. Everything is very clearly described in the Bhagavad Gita. It is being explained by the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself. We should take advantage of this lesson in the Bhagavad Gita. Unfortunately, in the foreign countries, before me, many other Chinese friends try to explain Bhagavad Gita. Of course, Bhagavad Gita is very well known book of knowledge in America and Europe and other countries. There are many translations. But the Bhagavad Gita, such translation, is taken as a mental speculation. They do not take it seriously. That this is the statement by the Supreme Personality of Godhead to strong. It cannot be commented with my poor knowledge. What I have in comparison to Krishna. He is Vikaratma. He knows present, past, future, everything. What do I know? So my interpretation, just like Guru Kshetra means his body, or the five Pandavas means the five senses, if we interpret in that way Bhagavad Gita, according to our king, we'll never understand what is the purpose of Bhagavad Gita. We have to learn Bhagavad Gita as it is. Otherwise we'll miss the opportunity. That's why Kurukshetra. Kurukshetra is still there existing. Everyone knows. While passing through Delhi to Punjab, I will find the Kurukshetra. The field is also there. It is a very big field. And in the Shastra and the Vedas, it is saying, Kurukshetra dharma vasare. So people go as a place of pilgrimage. So you cannot interpret Kurukshetra otherwise. Kurukshetra should be accepted as it is stated in Bhagavad Gita, Dharma Kshetra Kuru Kshetra. Then you will understand Bhagavad Gita. Everything is there. Our request is, you are all respectable gentlemen, ladies present here. So kindly try to read Bhagavad Gita as it is. Then you will understand the problems of your life, the solution also there. The solution is there, and the ultimate end of Bhagavad Gita speaking. Sarva-dharmān parityajya māmekaṁ saraṇaṁ vraja. That is the ultimate solution. That we have to surrender unto the Supreme Personality of God. That is all, because every one of us in this material condition, we are trying to become master, ultimately to become God. That is a maya, that is illusion. We cannot become master. We are targeted by constitution. Every one of us sitting here is a target to someone. Nobody can deny. Either he may be target of his family or his community or his country or government. If one has no master, then he keeps the God to become his target. That is the nature. We are all servants. You are thinking that I shall become master, that is maya. So, our ultimate goal of life is to become in our original purpose, servant of God. That is our perfection of life. That is called mukti. In the Srimad Bhagavatam it is said that mukti hitva anatharupam sarupena avastiti. Mukti means when you give up our artificial way of life. The artificial way of life is that you are trying to become master. That is artificial. We are not master. Swami Sri Sanyi, we are servant. But that service you is intervening the service of the Supreme Lord. Krishna says that Mamai Mantra Jiva, all the living entities, they are mind, part and parcel. So that's like this finger is the part and parcel of your body. Similarly, we are also part and parcel of the body of the Supreme Personality of God. There are so many descriptions In fact, long time, I don't wish to take much of the time. See, just like our part of the body is the face, the part of the body is the head, the part of the body is the belly, and the part of the body are the two legs. So, the head is considered to be the gravitational portion of the society. And the arm is considered as the Kshatriya portion of the society. And the belly is the Vaishnav part of the social body, and the legs are Shudra. So, the Bhagavad Gita says, Chaturbandhan Maya system Gunakarma Vibhar. As you require to keep your body completely fit, you require your head, you require your arms, you require your belly. Nobody is lower or higher. Of course, comparatively, when we see that the head is more important than the leg, but you cannot do also without leg. Neither you can do without head. Everything is required in the social body. Therefore, Krishna says, Chaturbandham Maya system Gunakarma Vibhar. So, this scientific social system, a class, intelligent class of men, should be the head of the society. And the fighting class, or the martial class of men, this should be the administrator. And the productive class, merchants and industries, they should be the belly of the society. And the liberal class, they should be the legs of the society. This is the idea we get from Srimad Bhagavatam. So, if we try to follow the already perfect statements in the Shastra and put it apply in the our practical life, then the whole human society will be perfect. Otherwise, if we do not follow the instruction which is perfect already there in the Shastra, we manufacture or form factor, the social order will never be perfect, and there will be always a confusion that is going on. As same as trouble all over the world, especially in America. There is a richest country, but there is a confusion now. Young are sectarian, they do not like to live like their father or grandfather. They want a different birth, different life. They are joining this Krishna consciousness movement because they are in search of that thing, perfect thing. They are fed up with this materialistic way of life. Therefore, it is not that I am playing something magic. It is the need of this present day situation, present day civilization, that people want Krishna consciousness, spiritual advancement. So if we can administer the spiritual advancement of Christ in the proper way, as they are in our spirit, literature. So we can contribute, better contribution to the world, and that is glorify India. If we simply imitate them, our very form them, then India's position is always remain as beggars, because we are already known, the nation of beggars. Because our ministers go there to ask, please give me this, please give me this, please give me this. Nothing to confuse. Here it is. Still, Krishna consciousness, we can contribute to the whole world. Please help this movement. Thank you.